Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 31st, the last day of August, and I gotta be honest, I missed a couple of birthdays at the end of August, so I want to go back and say happy birthday to some of my friends. Debbie Hicks, our Director of Finance, had a birthday on the 25th. That was last Friday. So happy birthday, Debbie. We're so grateful for you and your ministry here at Mountain Brook Baptist. And then Renee DeRamus, who is a CLC associate, and sometimes you might see her at the front desk as well. Renee celebrated her birthday on Sunday, August 27th. So happy birthday, ladies. Sorry I'm a little bit late, but better late than never. Anywho, we're in Matthew chapter 3 today and Psalm 5. In the Psalms today, we're talking about the lies of the enemies and how God is able to defend us from lies spoken against us. And in Matthew chapter 3, we're introduced to John the Baptist. I love this story, so I'm looking forward to reading it for us today. The title of my Bible in Matthew chapter 3 in the New American Standard Version is The Preaching of John the Baptist. Now in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John himself had a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea and all the district around the Jordan, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not suppose that you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham for our father.' For I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children to Abraham. The axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into a barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answering said to him, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he permitted him. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." There are so many things that we can glean from this passage. One is the reminder that John gives us to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He says that he is baptizing with a baptism of repentance. But when the Pharisees and the Sadducees come along, he doesn't want to baptize them. He says, not only do you have to have baptism, but you want to have fruit in keeping with repentance. So it's just a reminder to us that as we repent of our sins, God calls us to be a people who bear fruit of righteousness. And then when Jesus comes on the scene, we can tell that John knows who he is. In fact, he's Jesus's cousin. And John says, oh, no, I don't want to baptize you. But Jesus says, no, we need to do this at this time. Why? To fulfill all righteousness. Now, those words are laden with meaning, and I'm not sure of all of it, but in some way, at this baptism, John is publicly announcing the arrival of the Messiah and the inception of his ministry. And by Jesus' baptism, he is completely identifying himself with our sin and our failure. Even though he himself didn't need to repent, he didn't need to be cleansed from his sin. And it's just a foretaste of the idea that Jesus is going to be the substitute for us. Just as he was baptized and without sin, one day, 3 years from this moment, he's going to the cross to be crucified for our sins and then to be raised from the dead. And so we give thanks today for this story about Jesus showing obedience to the Father, and I pray that we too would be obedient. Okay, let's move on over to the Psalms. As I mentioned, we're in Psalm 5 today, and this is about the lies of enemies and how God is the one who defends us. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Heed the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do iniquity. You destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit. But as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you. O Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my foes. Make your way straight before me. There is nothing reliable in what they say. Their inward part is destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Hold them guilty, O God. By their own devices let them fall. In the multitude of their transgressions, thrust them out, for they are rebellious against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. And may you shelter them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For it is you who blesses the righteous man, O Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This psalm brings up many good points, but two of them are: one, that we are faced with accusations all the time, and God calls us to bring our worries to him. The psalmist is working out in this psalm just the ideas that, wait a minute, these are lies against me, and I don't know where to turn in the face of accusation. Have you ever been there? Either being accused by someone around you, or more cunningly, being accused by the evil one. I'm reminded that the evil one is the author of lies. Verse 9 describes the devil. Nothing reliable in what they say. Inward part is destruction itself. His throat is an open grave. This idea reminds us that when Satan comes to accuse us, we just need to present it before the Lord and say, Lord, make Satan get behind me. I know my sin, and I have confessed my sin, and he continues to bring it up. So defeat him, because the psalm reminds us that the Lord hates those who speak falsehood, and he abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit. so grateful that when we do confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. And so I pray for you if you are stuck in a rut, feeling like you cannot be forgiven. And I just ask that the Lord would protect you from the accusations of the evil one. And then the second takeaway I have in this psalm is just the idea that we should go to the Lord for guidance. Each of us has moments in our life where we don't know the right way. It's not easy to discern. It may be that there are two paths that seem to lead to righteousness. And so we call out to the Lord and we ask Him for help, as it says in verse 8, "Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness." Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We're reminded that you listen to us, that you are King, that you make the way straight before us. We ask, Lord, that you would not allow the accusations of the evil one to continue in our lives and in the lives of others. We pray specifically for those, Lord, who are new in their faith, that you would continue to transform them by the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray for those, Lord, who are undergoing treatments or are waiting for a treatment plan. We ask, Lord, your healing touch even now. And we thank you for the life of John the Baptist. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to walk in repentance and in the fruit of righteousness, which is in keeping with repentance. Thank you, Lord, for another day. It is a gift, and help us to see it as such. We praise you. We thank you. We ask that you will lead us in paths of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.